This goes to Dr. Wager, W-A-G-E-R, fax 989-325-8451, regarding Gary, G-A-R-Y, Moore, M-O-O-R-E, date of birth May 22nd, 1956. Dear Dr. Wager, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Moore with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was November 4th, 2025. He has lost 14 pounds since his last visit, and he will be seeing a urologist in Grand Rapids next month for urinary retention and further evaluation. He does have a right upper extremity fistula that's intact without any Steele syndromes in the right hand. And he did have some lab studies done this morning, but the results are not back yet. His biggest complaint is he's had some very severe headaches that are mostly in the right top of the right head. They come on spontaneously. The first time he was washing dishes when the headache started, it was very intense, and he had to stop washing dishes and sit down for 5 to 10 minutes before it went away spontaneously. The second time it occurred in the same area of the right upper top part of his head, he was plunging a toilet. And again, he had to sit down for 5 to 10 minutes, and then it spontaneously resolved. There were no other symptoms associated with that those headaches, so he's really not sure what is causing them. He also is having some difficulty sleeping. He can't stay asleep. He doesn't fall asleep well. And he wonders if he can try a low dose of melatonin. And we would allow him to try 5 milligrams of melatonin daily at bedtime. That's a very safe dose for his current function, kidney function. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. He does have dyspnea with very intense exertion, and that would be shoveling snow and doing a lot of heavy work outside. It does not occur with simple exertion. Even walking up a flight of stairs would not cause him to be short of breath, and he has no orthopnea or PNT. No cloudiness or blood in the urine, no current edema. Medications, I'll highlight hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily. Flomax is 0.4 milligram daily. He's on Humalog insulin per insulin pump. Diltiazem 240 milligram daily. Hydralazine 10 milligram if his blood pressure is higher than 170 over 90. He just recently started clonidine patches 0.2 milligram per 24 hours, and he changes those weekly. He's also started oral iron 65 milligrams, one every other day, does not cause constipation or any nausea, so that's well tolerated. And he wants to start melatonin 5 milligram at bedtime as needed for insomnia, and that will be okay. Physical exam, weight is 159 pounds. As previously stated, that's a 14-pound decrease since his last visit. Pulse is 79. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 136 over 50. His right upper extremity fistula has an excellent thrill and bruit. No Steele syndrome in the hand, no numbness or tingling in the right hand. Lungs are clear, heart is regular with a systolic murmur. The abdomen is soft and non-tender, no peripheral edema. And labs, the most recent lab studies we have today are the ones from February 2nd, 2026. Creatinine is 3.98. Estimated GFR is 16. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.2. Albumin 4.0. Phosphorus is 3.7. Hemoglobin 10.3 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We want him to continue to get monthly lab studies done. 2, hypertension, fairly well controlled in the office today, probably secondary to the recent addition of the clonidine patch. That may be strong enough, or they may need, the cardiologist could also increase that to 0.3 milligram in 24 hours if necessary, if he continues to tolerate that well. 3, diabetic nephropathy, also stable. And 4, new incident of right-sided parietal headaches of unknown etiology. He will be discussing this with you at his next office visit within the next week, and hopefully further evaluation can be obtained at that time, possibly CAT scan or neurology referral. The headaches don't last long enough to take him to the ER, and they resolve spontaneously, but the question is, why are they happening and what is causing them? So the patient will talk to you about these headaches next time that he sees you within the next week or two at a scheduled appointment. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.